This is DJ Tennis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio interview podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio, The Revolution Music Records, and Public Parking. Enjoy the interview.
Good evening and afternoon and morning, wherever you are all over the world. This is the Sandman. You are in My Dragon's Den on Trouble Radio, and I have with me live Monica from Public Parking and Dave from The Revolution Music Records.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I need to do, you know what I need to do? I got to get one of those, cue the applause. just real quick. So let's get to how everybody's doing. Monica, we'll start with you. I mean, how are things going with you?
Pretty good. I mean, aside from the broken ankle healing, I've actually been pretty productive on getting a lot of lyrics written for some new songs. So that's always been something I wanted to get done, but now I've got plenty of time to get it all done.
Outstanding, outstanding. And you, Dave, what's up with you, buddy?
Oh, man, hey, we are just off the hook busy right now, Tannis. We're producing that BCD, which I'm sure we'll get into here real quick, but we've got some news about a couple other bands that we've signed. Really happy to announce, and we got a couple albums coming out this year, and getting ready for a couple big concerts and those types of things. So yeah, we're hopping.
Outstanding. You know, in this economy, busy is good.
We're not complaining.
Well, you bring up, you know, the primary topic of the day, of actually for the summer, actually, as far as we're all concerned. I mean, the Beast Selects Best Metal CD. I'll let you two get into that. No sense of me repeating the wheel here. I mean, Dave, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely, Tess. I mean, I tell you, I'm going to help Monica along here because I probably didn't prep her as well as I should have for the show tonight. We got 13 great artists going to be on the CD. Tommy Vitale from Italy, and this really is a global effort, by the way, who has a lead track on there, went out and wrote it. Just a great anthem, just a phenomenal guitar virtuoso, just great. We got bands from Australia, England, United States, I mean, you name it. I mean, we've got a number of acts on here, and they all came together for one unbelievable cause, and that's to help raise money for the MDA.
Nice. And that's Muscular Dystrophy Association, for all you people out there who aren't into the three-letter acronyms. That's just good stuff, and I know we here at Trouble are very proud to be a part of being able to help you guys out and getting the word out and doing some promoting and things like that, and giving a venue for people to click through and buy that. And by the way, people, you can hit that thing on not only the Revolution Music Records website, which I'll get to in a second, but I guess from what I was reading in your email, Dave, they'll be able to access us through the various artists' MySpaces and websites and stuff. But as well as if you go right to the main page of 3W.TroubleRadioRocks.com, you see a big old honking graphic with the Beauty and the Beast, the dragon, and the beautiful lady. Just click on that dude, and it'll take you right to the Revolution Music spot where you can get that. It is only $9.99. And in today's world, that is a small price to pay for a CD of great music, but also for a very good cause. And Monica, why don't you talk to tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, Public Parking's involvement and, you know, what you guys feel about that?
It's actually a really great honor that we made this little part into the CD. And my favorite part is knowing that 100% of the proceeds are going to profit towards that Muscular Dystrophy Association. And it's a really exciting honor to do that.
Yeah. And I'll bet you, and I'm sure, you know, knowing your line of, you know, day work, or, you know, I mean, I'm sure you see people, you know, from time to time with that ailment.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually, me as well, believe it or not, I think I've shared with you before, I work in the special education field, and and my partner Scott, of course, he works for the NBA. So I mean, this is really a cause that's near and dear to a lot of people's heart who's involved in it.
Yeah, yeah. I've known a handful of people who have had that over the years, and one or two people who actually, you know, are no longer with us. But it's a, you know, it's just not some, I don't know if y'all remember, about maybe 15, 20 years ago, it got a lot of press. But I'd say over the last 10 years, it doesn't seem to get the attention that it should. And I'm hoping that this will bring things back to some awareness for people.
Yeah,
well, absolutely. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Monica.
Oh, no, that's all I was going to say.
You know, I think a lot of people associate the NBA with the telethon and over the Labor Day weekend and that kind of stuff, and they think about it maybe once a year. But you know, there's a whole section of the public out there that has to live with this on a day by day basis, and you know, for these artists and for ourselves actually to, you know, give back to the community and for a good cause and you know, help some kids out and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, when you can take and give back and really make a difference with what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to reiterate what Monica was saying, 100% of the proceeds are going to this, folks. This is not like when you donate to the American Red Cross and 2 cents may actually make it to the poor, you know, the poor people who actually need this thing. This is 100%. Everybody's donated their time. Dave and Scott have donated their, you know, all of this is 100%. I just can't impress upon people enough that this is true charity in a nutshell. You know, nobody has hidden agendas here. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful thing. Goodness. I'm telling you what.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. This is going to be a good month. You know what? I can feel it in my bones. You know? I mean, other than the fact that the weather blows across the entire country, for whatever reason that may be, I'm here in Northern California, and we just got rain. It never rains in May at the end. In Northern California, but it does now. Crazy, insane. So cool. So now, Monica, you were saying you've had a chance to actually, well, by no choice of your own, kind of forced into lyrics, sit down and write lyrics. When's the next planned date to go into the studio?
It's kind of up in the air. I think what we're doing right now is, since I am off, it's giving me the chance to, like you said, you know, write the lyrics for the songs, and then, you know, once we all get together in full to get everything tightened down and more strength to the music, that we can actually start setting a date. But I'm hoping that we'll be able to start it at the end of the summer.
Oh, sweet. Very cool indeed.
Yeah.
That's nice. Now, well, I got to imagine with your wheel out of whack that you haven't been able to do much in the way of live.
Yeah, we had a couple of shows we had to cancel out because I had to have my leg elevated and doctor's orders and stuff. But now it's like I can at least go now. So the shows that are still on the books for June, we can start doing, and I just have to sit down.
I don't know, Dave. I don't know. What do you think? We could get her. Could we get her, like, you know, some like suspended animation stuff? You know, her leg would be raised. But then she just looked like she's flying out over the crowd.
I'm pressing for an Amigo or something, you know, put her on that thing and just have her whisk around, you know.
There
that
you
would
go.
Be fun.
Oh, man. So, hey, we could do a little bit of pyrotechnics. Not much. Maybe like some sparklers. You know, not too much worry about burning down a building with sparklers. You know, sparklers on the straps, and she just looked like she's floating around out there. That'd be...
That'd be something.
Oh, my God. Tannis, you're such a dork. Well, now, Dave, you were talking about some bands. Well, what's some of the upcoming shows that you were talking about? Anything in Northern California? Please?
No, not yet. I wish. You know, we are spreading our wings, though. We have officially signed War Machine of Toronto, so they probably don't know that I'm announcing that tonight, and I am announcing it, so there you go. If cool. you guys haven't heard of them before, first album was produced by Dave Ellison from Megadeth. They just not too long ago got off tour with Wasp, and they're looking at another major tour hopefully this summer. So they got some great things going. Of course, we Audimus, we just signed out of Wisconsin. Pardon me. And they're going to be on the BCD, kind of a gothic instrumental type of thing. Amazing music. So we're not just Michigan-based anymore. We've spread our wings, and we're slowly branching outward.
So you signed Mr. Tumnus, huh?
Yes.
I hope he's listening, because he hates whenever I get it. As I screwed up, you know, when I first talked to him, he was, I said, Autumn is. And he goes, no, that's Autumnus. And I'm like, oh. And he had no idea about the line, the witch in the wardrobe. I said, so what you're saying is like Mr. Tumnus. And he went and investigated. I haven't lived it down since.
Yeah.
Crazy, I mean, insane.
You've heard their music, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, just very epic, you know, big music.
Yeah, it's kind of like an orchestra on metal.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff indeed. Now, Monica, I have to ask you the same question. Okay, so you got the June dates. Those are obviously in the books, but anything in July? See, you could probably get Dave's ear and say, hey, we want to go to Northern California. We, you know, get out there near Tannis.
Heck yeah. Bring it.
Public Park, South California, as long as they don't mind going out in like a 76 VW bus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's touring 70s style.
Absolutely. We're going old school, you know?
Right on.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. That's it. Well, you know, Ilana and I have been sitting down, and we've been talking about it, and we actually had, believe it or not, we had our city councilman here at our house this past Monday. I was actually supposed to be on TV, of all things, cooking. And long story short, they had to break off because there was a more pressing story than cooking, so whatever happened. We had the city councilman here, and we started talking to him about possibly building a venue here in our town, which is Stockton, which is just south of Sacramento, a little bit east of San Francisco, specifically for bands to come tour through here, because there really isn't a whole lot.
That's pretty cool.
Well, if you build it, they will come, you know? I mean,
okay.
That's the thing. I can guarantee nobody will play there if there's no place to play, you know?
That's true. Wow. Well, yeah, we could, like, instead of the, you know, Field of Dreams, it'd be like the Club of Dreams, Club of Metal. Let's get into that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Outstanding. Well, now, okay. Now, one thing, you know, just popped into my head that I had reminded myself to ask, but I missed out on it while we were on the topic. With this Beast Selects Metal CD, now, is this something that Revolution Music is going to try and do, say, like on an annual basis, you know, pick a charity or something and kind of do a drive for? Or is this, are you testing the waters with it, or talk about it a little bit?
Well, I tell you what, I would love to make this an annual thing. But right now what we're looking at is focusing straight up on this initial release, seeing what kind of reaction we get, you know, seeing how many CDs we can push out there and how much money we can raise. We're going to be doing it in conjunction, actually, with some shows here in the area as well, in the Michigan area. So we're actually trying to put a package together, I guess, if you will, and not just the album. And, you know, if everything lines up right and everything happens, we hope that we can continue doing these types of charity projects.
Outstanding. Now, just for everybody's clarity who's listening, and I'm sure people are going, Beast Selects Best Metal. And so, you know, obviously the most common question that would beg to be asked is who the hell is Beast? And all three of us know who that is. And I guess it's time to out him a little bit. That would be Mr. Willie Forrest out of, God, what is he? Is he Vancouver? He's Vancouver.
Yes, he is. He's a Vancouver. Yeah. Way up north, eh?
Yeah, all right. Sitting back drinking his Molson Golden. Now, I got you three on here. You know what? Everybody that I talk to that that knows the Beast, we're going to put the nail in the coffin in this particular, you know, this interview right here, or at least this day. That man never sleeps, does he?
Oh, jeez. That's an understatement. I tell you what, you know, I know there's a time exchange between Michigan and Canada where he's at there, but I mean, to the point where I get, you know, emails, 5 o'clock in the morning, which I know is, you know, 3 o'clock out there. So, I mean, no, he never sleeps.
That's crazy. And I'm sure, you know, Monica, you probably, you know, at least at the onset of the wheel remanufacture, I'm sure you were up at weird, strange hours because of the pain medication stuff. You were probably getting emails from him then too, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm up all the time now anyway, so it's like, wow. It's amazing, like, the hard drive, the cutthroat music industry, it's just, continuous drive in there, and it's like, wow, look at this. It's a big old world.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like a whole system that never sleeps.
Well, you know, it's maybe he operates from the standpoint of kind of like maybe a sports thing. You know, ever hear the saying where you know I may not be the most talented, but I'm gonna outwork you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, to get ahead in this industry is so competitive. It takes people, quite frankly, like Willie, who are willing to put in those hours. You got to get your foot in the door. And I guess it goes back to, you know, you can use a lot of different cliches, but I mean, when you're there, when things happen, you can take advantage of that, and I think he just happens to be able to do that.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's funny. I don't know if either one of you use Instant Messenger, but he's got me on Instant Messenger, and 11 o'clock at night, I hear buzz. I'm like, what?
Well, it's funny because I have all my emails piped in through my phone, and my wife, who loves me dearly, threatened my life that I didn't leave my phone downstairs at night because it was just constantly vibrating and going off all night long. So to appease her a little bit, it now has a nice resting spot downstairs in the evenings.
Oh my goodness! I can imagine, especially if you put on that vibrate, you know, and it's on your nightstand, bouncing all over the place. Yeah, that'd get old real fast. Unbelievable! Wow. Well, hey, listen. One of the things that I just want to let you know is, for this the Beast Selects Metal CD, Ilana and I actually own a number of online businesses. We both work from home. Other than Trouble Radio Rocks and then, of course, our rap station. We're going to be putting this up on our other retail sites as well. So that's going to give super maximum exposure and what have you. And then, of course, you know, when do you think digital downloads, do you think, are going to happen, if at all?
Oh, no, they are definitely going to happen. The digital downloads for it will be available, we hope, at the same time the album is able to be shipped out, and that'd be the end of the first week of June or early in the second week of June. The delay, of course, is, as we know, we have the Memorial Day holiday coming up here, and I just want to make sure that we can, you know, blast everything out and get everything out there at the right time. So. But, it'll be at the end of the first week of June, I guess, which is next week, or early in the second week. So, yeah.
Excellent.
And excellent. That's, by the way, going to be up on... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
please.
I was
just going to say it's going to be up on iTunes and all the major sites, so.
Nice. And you were going to chime in there a minute ago, Monica.
What's that?
I thought you were going to chime in a minute ago.
Because I got like a email that I got from Colleen, and she had that noted down when the digital downloads for the CD would be available, so I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very good stuff indeed. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm certain that it's going to do well. You know, it's most importantly, and I'm sure we can all agree upon this, it's a full CD of outstanding music. It's not one or two good tunes or good bands and then a bunch of fluff. It is, from beginning to end, good, excellent, well-put-together music for, in this day and age, a practically nothing price. And as we've been saying this entire show, it all goes to the MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association. And correct me if I'm wrong, David, that it's you know, it's going for research and public awareness and actual cures and what have you to the medical community, as well as to funds I'm sure will get directed to the people that actually need the help.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all of the above. I mean, you know, this organization has been around for a long time now, and that is their sole goal is just to, you know, find a cure for this disease and snuff it out. And you mentioned, you know, all the different artists and stuff on here. You mind if I go through them real quick just to kind of give props to everybody?
Not at all. Shoot it up.
Okay, thanks, man. We got Tommy Vitale. We got Shangren. And if you've never heard of them, they're out of Australia, but it's a Chinese folk metal band. Try to put that together.
Woohoo!
That was amazing. They got a song called Warriors of Devastation on there. Got Warpath, who is out of Europe. Got Skew Siskin. Angels of Nightfall out of Florida. Mansfield Park, of course, signed to the label. Tony Smotherman, who is just an amazing, amazing guitar player. Kickaxe, I'm thinking most people have heard of those guys before. War Machine, Public Parking, Tension Head, Agent Cooper, and, of course, Automus. So there we have it.
Excellent. Excellent stuff indeed.
And I
crazy
would
insane.
Like to mention one other person who had a very unique role in putting this this album together, and that was Kelly Brightbill. And Kelly's an artist actually responsible for putting together and donating the album art for the CD, and he especially drew the front cover to Willie Specs. And then was good enough to give us one of his more popular drawings to use on the back of the album cover, which is just amazingly nice of him.
Absolutely. Can't forget Kelly. Kelly out of Kansas. I know Kelly. Kelly's a good man. He can draw his buns off, can't he?
Absolutely. Yep. Cool stuff.
Outstanding. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff indeed. Well, listen, I'm going to give you guys just each one of you a quick moment. Any shouts out to any people? Want to throw some love out there?
Maybe like what? Shouts out to all my
family,
local
friends.
Band. All my
right.
Local
oh, hey.
Band, the local
there
music industry here in Flint, and all my boys in the band for Public Parking, Eric, Mike, Tim, and Nico, and definitely a big, big shout out to all of our fans and Willie the Beast Force.
Outstanding. And a shout out from me, Tanis, to the orthopedic surgeon who put together Monica's leg again.
Yes, Dr. Sandrock. All right. He did a great job.
Yeah. How about you, Dave?
Hey, you know, I'd just like to give a shout out to all the people who have donated their time, donated their energy, their efforts, and everything else, and helped promote this the Beast Select CD. All the people who put it on their website and all that kind of stuff, and really created this amazing underground network to move this thing. If it wasn't for all the artists and everybody else, and Willie, of course, who helped put this thing together, it wouldn't be happening. And you know, here's hoping we can go out there and you know, kind of make a dent and help out and push forward.
Outstanding. And in the famous words of the VM Underground, word. All righty, guys. Hold on the line here real quick a second. Talk to you off the air. But that's right, people. Everybody listening in, tuning again. Yet the Beast Selects Metal CD. You can get it just about anywhere for the, as far as I'm concerned, because if you can't find it anywhere, you can come to 3dub.TrebleRadioRocks.com, main page, right in the middle. Can't miss it. Click on it. It's going to take you right where you need to go to buy it. And further details will be coming as far as the digital downloads for you iPod weenies. So keep you locked and dialed here on the Dragon's Den. I am the Tan Man. Major thanks out to Dave from the Revolution Music Records and Monica of Public Parking.